It's a three-colored rainbow, really, inside of me, mate. You know, you got the 60s rock and roll, country music, pop country of the 90s, and then Nirvana, which led to punk rock and all that.
Although Ben Queller's career and listening habits have never followed a predictable path, a country record is a bit of a surprise. What might surprise you even more? It works. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Russ Boris. In his work with the band Radish and his own solo records, there may have been hints of Ben Queller's country roots, but he never let them fully out of the box. Behind the scenes, though, a few country-flavored songs would show up here and there as he wrote. And now, 3 years after adding some pop polish to his sound on a self-titled record, Ben's turning up the twang. Changing Horses is a new album, and FUV's Darren DeVivo recently asked Ben about the shift and the role of the Lone Star State.
You're from Texas originally, right?
I am.
Grew up in Texas?
North of Dallas.
Yeah. Now, so who were the country artists that you were listening to at the time?
Well, so basically the late 80s, early 90s was my time when I really, like when you grow up in a small town in the South especially, like all you have is what's on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine or what's on MTV or pop radio. And so in Texas, there's a lot of country radio stations. That's pretty much all it was. So Garth Brooks was one of my heroes. And Alan Jackson, Dwight Yoakam a little bit. But even he was a little more underground. You know, he didn't get played as much as Garth. Garth was everywhere.
Yeah.
So like there was this album, Rope in the Wind, that had the song Rodeo on it. And that album, you had to have that album if you lived in my town. It was like my older sister had to have Thriller. So I had to have Rope in the Wind. That girl, she has me running back and forth and over again. She says she's gonna love me, but she just won't tell me when. She won't ever say, 'cause she just wants to play. Oh, she just wants me wanting her again. She comes from California, so she's got a lot of guys. Well, that's where she was born, yeah, right beneath the whole sunshine. I'm a lonely man, but she don't understand. Oh, she just wants me wanting her again.
Was there ever a concern on your part that you've been doing generally pop albums?
Mm-hmm.
Were you concerned that an album that was almost all country-ish would be jarring to some fans?
You know, I just can't really worry about that, because mm-hmm. if I worried about what everybody thought, then I probably wouldn't make music. And for me as an artist, I have to do my thing. I have to release the music that I write and that I make and do what I feel. And hopefully my fans follow me down all these different twists and turns that I make. And so far they have, so I've been really fortunate there. But at the end of the day, I just got to make Ben Queller music, you know?
I mean, I ask that question with the feeling that I would think your fans, the majority of them, most of them, would follow you down these paths. That very few of them probably are thinking, ooh,
right,
oh, he's got country.
There are a few kids that are like, where's the, you know, Sha-Sha, Strawberry, Wasted and Ready, yeah, Ben Queller, you know? But he'll poke his head out again at some point. Well, I don't know how to spell, but I know what I like to do. I like thinking about the people who lived here before us. I like listening to my favorite music when I'm on the bus. These are the things that I like to do. Well, I don't know what to do, but I know what I like to do. I like talking at the diner instead of screaming in the noisy bar. I like walking into WFUV, strumming this guitar. All these are the things that I like to do. But most of all, I just like liking you.
Ben Queller, live at FUV with a solo acoustic version of Things I Like to Do. Hear the whole interview in the online archives at WFUV.org.